You know, I think people will tell me the thing they like the most that I've done here is the technical center. And I'll say when Dr. Welch hired me, he said, you know, that's something that Mountain Home needs. We need more technical programs. So being able to identify that opportunity and work with the community partners and find a location and establish a technical center and create all of those programs. And with that, creating a secondary center so we could then open up those programs to our high school students, which now number somewhere in the 300 range. Each semester who are either taking concurrent or secondary courses. So those opportunities being afforded our students is something that I would say is one of my greatest accomplishments.
You spoke of the partnership with Mountain Home High School, but the Promise Scholarship and what that has done with the partnership of Mountain Home High School and all graduates being able to attend ASU Mountain Home.
Absolutely. And when I came to Mountain Home, there was some discussion about a Promise Scholarship, and I had the opportunity to work with your dad and others on the Mountain Home Education Foundation and bring about that scholarship opportunity, which basically tells every student, not just in the high school, but in every grade in Mountain Home, that if you will just finish school here in Mountain Home and you want to go to college, there will be someone here to pay for you to go to ASU Mountain Home, whether it's a federal government grant, a state grant, or if those are lacking, then the Mountain Home Promise will kick in and pay for that tuition. So it's an incredible opportunity for our students here and a way for them to see a bright future for themselves. There is a way for us to help you get your higher ed activity here at ASU Mountain Home paid for. If you're interested out there and you want to go to school, we'll find a way to help you get that done. And there are entities or individuals out there who will make sure that you get that opportunity. And I can promise people who are listening, the single thing that separates you in life is your ability to get an education and improve your worth as a person working, whether it's you're working for yourself or working for someone else. As you improve your skill set, you'll be able to earn more money and have a better quality of life.
I'd be remiss if I didn't also acknowledge the partnership between the college and Baxter Health.
Absolutely. And, you know, the public schools, the hospital, the college, I call us the triplets, but we're interrelated in so many ways and so interdependent. We so depend on the hospital and the public schools, as I do think they depend on us to do our role. But we have great partnerships with our healthcare programs, and we're emerging with some new ones as we move forward. And we do have a new nursing cohort starting this fall, and we're excited about that.
But enrollment numbers have declined, but that's not specific just to our campus. That's a nationwide trend. How do we increase the enrollment numbers for community colleges across the nation?
It has been a harrowing experience over the last really 5 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we do see that decline. We have seen it here. We have stabilized our traditional enrollment, meaning that we did not see the dip that we've seen. We've been in a 3 to 5% dip each year for the last 5 years and year over year, which mm-hmm. is profound. It's, you know,
15 to 20%
about 25% over that 5 year period. Nearly, but the decline has stopped. But bringing those people back, or bringing the people who haven't shown up back, is going to be a real challenge, because there's been a disconnect that's occurred. But and part of that's because the people now we're seeing were 11th, 10th, 9th graders during COVID, mm-hmm. and their school experience has been so different, mm-hmm. and their expectations or aspirations are different. So we are just continuing the message, continuing to work with our high school and junior high students, promote the positive impacts that education and higher education can have on your life and your future.